We are. The NHS campaign is back, highlighting the important and varied nursing roles available across many specialisms in the NHS. We caught up with Malachi Connolly. He's the star of a new TV advert. Malachi, can you tell us about life as a nurse?
Each day is different. No 2 days are the same. I know it's quite cliche to say that. Working on trauma and acute surgery, I'll get patients that come in from... Well, King's covers anything from Southeast London through to Kent and sort of a tiny bit of Sussex. So anyone that's brought in by air ambulance will be airlifted to us, like big car accidents, major incidents. We've had one recently down in Southeast London. They will all get brought in towards us at King's. Wow. And so we'll see anything from people that have fallen from the cliffs of Dover to someone who's been shot or stabbed in Southeast London. And like, we will pretty much cover all of that. Anyone that meets a certain criteria will bypass the nearest hospital and be brought to us. We spend a lot of time working with our patients when they come to us from A&E or they come to us from intensive care. We spend a lot of time working with them to sort of rehabilitate them, to get them back into the community, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Right. So can you tell us more about the work you do with the victims of gang attacks?
Yeah, of course. So obviously, being based in Southeast London, like the hospital slap bang in Camberwell, it's we get a lot of gang violence, and it's actually not all like it's not all London orientated. So if anything happens down there, again, they'll be brought to us. Physically and mentally, with these patients, a lot of them just want to be patched up and let back out.
Right.
And realistically, that isn't always the case, and some of their injuries can be quite severe and serious, even though it doesn't seem that bad at first. And we've got a couple of organizations within the hospital. So one of them is called Red Thread, and they do anything to do with violent crime or gang violence in the under 25s. So they will normally meet the patients down in A&E. A lot of it is just talking and listening, but also signposting them to organizations outside of the hospital that can sort of try and improve their quality of life when they leave, and if needs be, help with relocating through safeguarding if they really do want to get out of the gang culture.
So the nursing aspect goes so far beyond the actual physicality of making them physically well.
Yeah, we spend...
It's their mental care,
yeah.
It's their social care,
yeah.
I mean, pastoral care.
Yeah, it's not just the patient, it's their families, siblings. Some of these patients have children. Like, it's just making sure that everybody that will be interacting with this person, either in hospital or directly after their discharge, is safe and set up and has a plan that they can actually carry forward.
I mean, that is wonderful. And so what do you think is the Black community's view of your choice of becoming a nurse?
I mean, for me personally, I think a lot of the time when I speak to parents of my young patients, they find it really strange that I've opted for this career. I get a lot of, why have you not gone into engineering? Why? Or the main one is, why have you not gone into medicine? I also try to say something like, there are so many things that I do. For example, our pain team. I think there's a pain team consultant.
Right.
And then there's a team of 3 or 4 nurses at my trust. And they come in and will make a whole ream of recommendations to the doctors, and the doctors will then have to action that. But some of them, I think, are prescribers, so they can also cancel the prescription and prescribe something themselves.
Oh, wow, that's
so
brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise nurses can be prescribers. Nurses can make their own orders. We can take our own bloods. We can interpret blood results. There's so much more to nursing than just being a doctor's like right-hand man and like second aid. A lot of it is independent. So many more autonomous roles are around for nurses. The clinical nurse specialists will often run their own clinics without any medical input from doctors, and they help relieve so much of the stress that doctors would otherwise have in clinics.
Exactly. The role has really grown, hasn't it? Because
yeah.
There was a time when you were a nurse, and as you're saying, there didn't seem to be any real progression. But now, clearly, you can start at one level. And how many levels can you go? Like, if you start as a basic nurse, where are you going?
There's a banding system within the NHS Agenda for Change. So as a newly qualified staff nurse, you come in at a band 5.
Brilliant.
And I think the highest is a band 9, but they tend to be high management, so directors of nursing.
Yeah.
But in between that, you go from staff nurse to charge nurse to clinical nurse specialist. You can go into practice development, you can go into teaching, you can go into research. Like, there are so many different aspects of healthcare that you can go into as a nurse. You also don't have to progress. You can stay as a band five and still get a whole bunch of skills. Through training days, study days.
Fantastic.
You learn new skills. But then, for example, our bariatric clinical nurse specialist will be a first assistant in surgery. So, you know, she will be aiding the consultant in his surgeries, and she will be first assistant sitting next to him at the table. And I think if you went back 50 years, people would laugh at the idea of a nurse doing an operation.
Right.
Whereas
but
now, they,
not now.
Yeah, now it can be normal.
So for those listening to you right now, and they're still questioning or wondering, why should someone become a nurse?
$1 million question. I mean, for me personally, I've seen people come in on the brink of death and seen them walk out of my ward 2 months later and come back 3 weeks later walking with a thank you card, and just they're just happy they've got their life back. But I mean, that's for me being an adult nurse in a clinical setting. People that want to be a nurse that work with people with disabilities, mental health nurses, children's nurses, prison nurses, school nurses, flight nurses, district nurses, community nurses, there's something for everyone.
That is brilliant.
And I think that's what I'd say, like, why would you want to become a nurse? So I'd be like, well, why wouldn't you want to become a nurse? Because you won't find something you want to do that isn't covered in nursing.
And what I love about the new campaign, We Are the NHS, it's brought back our pride, because I am so proud of our NHS.
Yeah.
I've traveled the world a lot, and that's the one thing I will, when they say, why do you stay in England? Why not? And I always say, because of the NHS. There is no other country in the world that has it.
No.
So what would you say to a young person who, like yourself, has said, I want to become a nurse? What would you say to them?
I would honestly say, just do it.
Where should people go? For those who you have absolutely convinced right now, where do people go to actually sign up?
So if you go online and search nursing careers, you can definitely find out more information there. Or you can visit the nhs.uk/nursing-careers to find out more info.
Brilliant. So they can just simply search nursing careers,
yep,
on any search engine, or they can go on to nhs.uk/nursing-careers.
Yep, that's where we are.
Malachi, thank you so much.
Thank you.